Listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. It's hoped the Hobart Airport runway upgrade will lead to non-stop flights from Asia. The $130 million upgrade will start in July and take about a year. Tourism Industry Council CEO Amy Hills says the end of stopovers will be a huge deal for travellers.
Tourism Tasmania with the government is doing a lot of work to shore that up and to see what we can do with airlines. For them to see Tasmania as a real possibility, because we do have a lot of interest from visitors in places like Singapore and Hong Kong and others.
Aussie landmarks have lit up in purple overnight to raise awareness about domestic violence. In Hobart, the Tasman Bridge included, as thousands gathered for candlelit vigils across the country to remember the lives lost. The federal government's committed almost $1 billion toward helping victim survivors. Social media is causing problems never before seen in students. That's according to the Federal Education Minister. Jason Clare wants phones banned in classrooms across the country. Bruce Lerman's failed defamation case against Network 10 may be appealed. The former Liberal staffer's lawyers have been granted extra time to sift through the trial material before making a decision. The federal court ruling found Lerman likely did sexually assault Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. Troye Sivan has won Song of the Year at the APRA Awards for his hit Rush, while Taylor Swift picked up most performed international work for her song Antihero. And NFL star Travis Kelce, who's better known as being Taylor Swift's boyfriend these days, has revealed he doesn't get his mail delivered to his house anymore. Kelce says he was getting too much fan mail, more than his letterbox could handle. To sport now, and Collingwood will hand a debut to Lachie Sullivan in tomorrow night's blockbuster against the Blues, just 10 weeks after recruiting him. Coach Craig McRae says the 26-year-old has done it the hard way.
Yeah, Lachie's had four or five drafts we've missed out on, and he comes in as a young lad that's hungry.
And Hobart Chargers import Terrell Brown has arrived in the city and raring to play in Friday's clash with Frankston.